It's been more than 3 weeks since vital supply route for the US-led forces stationed in neighboring Afghanistan remains blocked in the northwest of Pakistan. The supply route at Torkham border has been blocked by activists of religious and political parties to protest against the US assassination drone strikes in the tribal areas. However, the move by the provincial government, which is run by Tehreek-e-Insaf or Justice Party, has put the central government in difficult situation. That is why these top Pakistani civil and military leaders gathered in Islamabad to find a way out of the ongoing standoff.
This is not giving a good message to the world, because the world thinks that there is a difference between the people of Pakistan. They are not united on one issue. So they must think about and reconsider their policy about stopping NATO supplies.
Despite efforts by the central government, the provincial administration has refused to allow trucks carrying supplies for the US forces in Afghanistan pass through the Torkham border.
We believe it's an issue of Pakistan's sovereignty. And we have taken a stance after a lot of discussion, a lot of thought. It was not a decision taken without debate and discussion. And once you've taken that decision, we plan to commit to it.
The US has recently threatened to suspend billions of dollars in aid to Pakistan if supply routes are not reopened. Pakistan is considered important for the US to ensure its forces smooth pull out of Afghanistan.
In the face of continuing US drone attacks, Pakistan's top civil and military leadership has promised to safeguard the country's national interests. However, they have not been able to come up with a clear strategy to pacify the growing public anger against the CIA's illegal and deadly drone campaign. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.